time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Kyle Van Noy met with the media following the Ravens' loss to Houston on Sunday afternoon.
Kyle, as a veteran leader on this team, what's the message, especially the young guys who maybe haven't been through something like what you guys are going through right now?
We got to get our shit together. I mean, playing, just being brutally honest. Like, coaches can give us the plays, but we got to execute. And it doesn't matter who you are in there. Do your job. Coaches ask you to do something, do it. Me included.
What is keeping you guys back from practice execution to games?
One more time.
What's keeping you guys back from practice execution to game execution?
I mean, I'm not sure. I don't have many chances left, so I don't have time to sit and wait, and we got to figure it out.
Obviously, when you have the injury situation you guys had going in this game, that's going
to be no excuses, man. No excuses. I just watched the Niners have injuries and go out there and play football. And no excuses for injuries. Professionals, you get paid to play. So, got to play better.
Kyle, effort-wise, like when you're in that defensive huddle, do you feel that?
I don't ever think effort is a issue. I'm going to piggyback off. I know it's it's not a lame answer, but like it's fundamentals. Like we got to get off blocks, we got to tackle. I know people don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. That's what you got to do better. In our positions, you know, you got young guys; they got to grow up fast. They don't have time to mature over time. We need them now to step up, and the older guys need to step up too. Guys that have been here for a couple years just got to play better top down. And, yeah, no excuses.
Do you feel like the messages that are coming from John or Zach or whomever aren't getting through in some way?
that's probably a question that's above my pay grade probably. I think that's a Harbaugh and Zio question, to be honest. Like, I think their messaging is fine, and we got to be the group to take that and go out and do the simple things right, the fundamentals, easy, basic stuff.
Yeah, this season has been tough, you know, throughout, you know, every week.
It was tough last year, too.
Yeah. Does it feel like today, though, this could be a rock bottom point yet or no?
We're 1-4, right? And I don't ever think it'll be a rock bottom. I mean, it could if it keeps going this way, but I just think we have good enough players that all it takes is literally like one play to change it, one win to change the momentum, and somebody has got to do it and believe that they're going to do it and, you know, continue to show up and work. I think as a group, I will say guys are working. Like, we're not working. We're not trying. We just got to play better. That's as simple as I can get. And take accountability, too, for not playing well.
Two more.
Kyle, do you think you're practicing well? Like, do you see any of these problems pop up at practice?
I mean, I think that's a question you can always say you can do better, right? Like, I could practice. Everyone could do their job a little bit better, right? We just got to find those ways to do things better. I think the practice, what we're doing, you know, we can all get better to hopefully get better for that being in the game. I wouldn't sit here and say we don't practice hard. I mean, we practice just as hard or harder than anybody in the league. It's just not turning over to the football field. It's not a production that the fans deserve and a production that we're happy about, clearly. I mean, I'm pissed.
Kyle, you mentioned accountability. Have you seen enough of that from the team after these losses, and what does that look like?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I'll be able to answer that better after the week, to be honest, to just be blatant honest. I feel like there's accountability, but we'll see.
All right. Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah. Thank you.